Lisa, you voted against the resolution. You mentioned spot zoning is one of the issues there, and you'd like to see that area continue to develop in a different way. Would you like to go on that a little bit?
I would. We have initiated so many projects in that area that really start to redefine and redevelop the area. And with the curling facility, the soccer facility, a recreational facility proposed south of Kent Street. This year we're rebuilding Kent Street from Grand Avenue to Curling Way. We're looking at building Junction Street into the north end of those facilities. There is so much opportunity for aesthetic redevelopment of an area that was largely industrial. But just because something was largely industrial once doesn't mean that it needs to be forever. And we need to look forward with a vision. Once those athletic complexes become a tourist area and become a destination, we cannot afford to grant conditional uses that take away from that experience. If we're unwilling to site that type of an operation with full outdoor storage in any of our other tourist attraction areas, we shouldn't be doing it here. And not that I'm opposed to the business, but there are so many other sites that could have been selected if that extensive of an operation was needed. If they needed a large outdoor area, there has to be a better spot for it than where they put it.
The operation apparently scaled down to being a collection site now for Merrill. Is that still something you would like to see in a different place?
The collection facility with it completely indoor operations, properly fenced, I don't oppose because it was less invasive to the neighborhood. The main opposition was the outdoor storage of material, including up to 12 car bodies. And that was what I really took offense to because if we are trying to articulate a vision for an area and redevelop an area with a development plan, these type of uses in the area, which are very difficult, if not impossible, to revoke or repurpose, detract from that plan, and it makes the visioning for the area much more difficult.
With that vision, do you see that entire area perhaps having a total rezoning, redevelopment to something outside of industrial at some point?
It's possible. And what we need to do when we look forward with visioning and planning and zoning is we need to look at what the area either is now, but what it can become within 20 years. And so as we look out to the future, just because we have something that's industrial in nature right now in an area that has grown up that way, is that what the area wants forever? And is it what they want to see going forward in the future? And if it's not, we need to make these tough decisions, even if it means relocating some of those operations or not storing things outside.